In local news, the Council Bluffs police report a woman died during a motorcycle accident on Saturday. At about 4:30 p.m., emergency personnel were sent out to the 2400 block of North 8th Street regarding a single-vehicle motorcycle accident. When officers arrived on the scene, they located 50-year-old Jacqueline Booten of Council Bluffs in the ditch. Medical personnel then arrived on scene and pronounced Booten deceased. Booten was operating a 2005 Harley-Davidson motorcycle at the time of the accident. The investigation shows that Booten was northbound on North 8th Street and, for reasons unknown, left the roadway and entered the ditch on the east side. She traveled some distance, where she was eventually thrown from the motorcycle and into a concrete culvert. Booten was not wearing a helmet at the time of the accident. That accident is being investigated by the Council Bluffs Police Department Traffic Unit. At this time, it is unknown if speed or alcohol were contributing factors in the crash. KJAN News Time is 7:08. In today's world, you need to shop around for the best insurance, just like you shop around for the best car deal or the greatest savings on groceries. When you find that insurance, you want to know you're getting the best coverage for your dollar. That's where your independent agent can be your best friend. Your independent agent can select the best coverage for you personally. No matter what you need, life, health, home, or renter's insurance, your independent agent can recommend the best coverage for you. See one of these independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marsha, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. In Greenfield, see the Adair County Insurance Agency, a Grinnell Mutual member. See Brocker Carnes and Carnes Insurance, your independent insurance agents in Anita, Atlantic, and Council Bluffs. Your independent insurance agent in Elkhorn is Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated. Call 712-764-6000. In other local news, a Red Oak man was arrested Monday evening by Montgomery County Sheriff's deputies on drug charges. At about 7:12 p.m., deputies arrested 23-year-old Diego Miguel Joaquin at the intersection of East Oak Street and North 6th Street in Red Oak. He was charged with possession of a controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. Joaquin was taken to the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $1,000 bond. Deputies were assisted by the Montgomery County K-9 unit during the arrest. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports an arrest of a Clarinda man early this morning. At 1:07 a.m., deputies arrested 31-year-old Marcus Edgar Washington of Clarinda on a valid Page County warrant for violation of probation. He was arrested in the 2300 block of Eastern Avenue in Red Oak. Washington was taken to the Page County Jail and held on $10,000 bond. Cass County Attorney David Wiederstein on Monday afternoon submitted his letter of resignation to the Cass County Board of Supervisors. In his letter, he said, in response to the board's decision to change the status of county attorney to full-time, I am giving you notice of my resignation as county attorney, effective January 1st of 2018. Wiederstein went on to say, as you all know, I have no interest or desire in being the full-time county attorney. In order to make this a successful transition, it is necessary that the board begin the hiring process immediately and to secure the services of a full-time county attorney as soon as possible. Doing so, he says, will ensure that the new attorney can appear on the ballot before the 2018 election, which Wiederstein thinks is the most important to Cass County voters. He suggested the board consider adding an assistant county attorney to assist the new full-time position because there are times when multiple events and issues arise at the same time. Wiederstein concluded by saying, I wish you and the county the best in your search to fill the position. During their meeting last week, the Board of Supervisors voted to make the county attorney's job a full-time position effective January 1st of 2018. A traffic stop late Saturday morning in Pottawatomie County resulted in the arrest of two men and the recovery of 82 pounds of marijuana. According to Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office, a deputy pulled over a 2016 Jeep Cherokee for speeding on Interstate 80 in Council Bluffs at around 11:14 on Saturday. He spoke with the driver and passenger. The deputy detected the odor of marijuana coming from the vehicle. During a probable cause search, several bags and suitcases were found, each holding numerous containers of marijuana. 27-year-old Alan Hazim and 25-year-old Manur Faraj, both of Dearborn, Michigan, were arrested and booked into the Pottawatomie County Jail for narcotics violations. And in other news, Pottawatomie County deputies arrested 26-year-old Brian Carroll of Avoca for criminal mischief fourth degree. He was arrested at 12:26 a.m. on Monday at the AHSTW High School, where the driver's side front window of a vehicle was damaged. The Cass County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest on last Friday of 22-year-old Bryant Kenny Mitchell of Wyota. Mitchell was arrested on a district court warrant for a probation violation. He was also charged with OWI first offense and possession of marijuana second offense. He was taken to the Cass County Jail and later released on $2,000 bond. Sheriff's officials in Cass County said no injuries were reported following two separate accidents the last Friday. The first happened at around 12:06 a.m. Cass County Sheriff's deputies responded to a two-vehicle accident at Barney Road and 590th Street. A 2012 Dodge Ram 4500 driven by 23-year-old Reed W. Hansen of Elkhorn, Nebraska, was southbound on 590th Street when a 2002 Buick LeSabre, owned and driven by 80-year-old Rex Barber of Anita, attempted to turn south onto 590th Street from Marnie Road and was struck in the passenger side by Hansen's vehicle. No injuries were reported. Damage to Hansen's vehicle is estimated at $300. Damage to Barber's vehicle was estimated at $5,500. No citations were issued. And about 12 hours later, deputies responded to a report of a two-vehicle accident on Highway 148 in Messina. A 1994 International tractor pulling a baler driven by 38-year-old Drew Evan Williams of Messina was southbound on Highway 148 when it was struck in the rear by a 2011 Ford Edge, owned and driven by 26-year-old Julie Lynn William Allen of Corning. No injuries were reported. Damage to the baler is estimated at $5,000. Damage to William Allen's vehicle is estimated at $7,000. William Allen was cited for failure to maintain control. And also in other news, this year's Iowa State Fair set an attendance record with more than 1.13 million people visiting the 11-day event in Des Moines. The fair announced Monday the fair that wrapped up Sunday had an unofficial attendance of 1,130,071. That topped the previous record of 1,117,398 set in 2015. The busiest day was Saturday, August 12th, when 120,833 visitors were counted at the fair. The Iowa State Fair has been held since 1854. Next year's fair will be held August 9th through the 19th. That's a look at news. We'll take funeral announcements next. News time, 7:14. The Wright Insurance Company makes your life easier. There's more to shopping for insurance than price. Some companies specialize in one type, others in another. That's why your independent agent can select the program for you that best suits your particular needs. That way, you get the best company. Your independent agent can tell you which company gives the best service and rates for your needs. You can rest assured that you're getting the best value by using one of these agencies. Your independent insurance agent in Elkhorn is Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated. Call 712-764-6000. See Brocker Carnes and Carnes Insurance, your independent insurance agents in Anita, Atlantic, and Council Bluffs. In Greenfield, see the Adair County Insurance Agency, a Grinnell Mutual member. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. In your funeral announcements, Ronald Perigo, age 82, of Linden, died Saturday at home. Funeral services for Ronald Perigo will be held here today at 2 p.m. at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Susan J. Nancaro, age 68, of Exira, died Sunday at the Exira Care Center. Celebration of life service for Susan Nancaro will be held Wednesday at 10:30 a.m. at the Exira Christian Church. Kessler Funeral Home Exira has arrangements. Kevin Gerard Kanan, age 55, of Atlantic, died on August 7th. Mass of Christian burial for Kevin Gerard Kanan will be held on Wednesday at 11 a.m. at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Frederick Henry Clausen, age 92, of Perry, formerly of Dexter, died Sunday at the Perry Lutheran Home. Funeral services for Frederick Henry Clausen will be held Friday at 10:30 a.m. at the Zion Lutheran Church in Dexter. Johnson Family Funeral Home, Dexter Chapel, has the arrangements. Robert D. Hansen, age 86, of Manning, died Wednesday at Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Robert D. Hansen will be held Saturday at 10:30 a.m. at the OD Funeral Home in Manning. Luetta Madeline Smith, age 92, of Elkhorn, died August 15th at Salem Lutheran Home in Elkhorn. Memorial services for Luetta Madeline Smith will be held August 26th, this Saturday at 10:30 a.m. at the Stuart Mount Vernon United Methodist Church. Helen J. June Berger, age 84, of Council Bluffs and formerly of Shelby, died Thursday in Council Bluffs. Memorial services for June Berger will be held on Monday, August 28th at 2 p.m. at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. And Lorena Elaine Gibson Clark, age 93, of Stewart, died Saturday at the Stewart Community Care Center. Per her wishes, cremation has taken place at the Johnson Family Funeral Home and Crematory in Stewart, and no services are planned for Lorena Clark. That's a look at your latest news and funeral announcements here on KJN. Brought to you here this morning by your independent insurance agents, Brocker Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.